And speaking of unusual, today we have, for the first time ever in the foreign segment, again, it's been going on more than 10 years, we have never yet had a song in Bulgarian.
I didn't know there was a language in Bulgarian.
Well, that's what you're going to find out, Mr. Okay. Kerr. And I expect you, by the next time you're back, which could probably be like a month from now or whatever, I expect you to be able to speak to the audience in Bulgarian.
In Bulgarian, yes.
All right. These guys, about 6 years ago or something, this band called Fried Goat sent me a CD. And, I get sent a lot of CDs. And at the beginning, early days of the show, back in 2008, 2009, I used to kind of play stuff. But we just started talking so much, we play so...
So Fried Goat.
Fried Goat.
Well, see, we don't have another food song, but we've got a band that's named after a food.
Yeah. And I like their stuff.
Never had Fried Goat, though.
And maybe you will. But I played something by them back however many years ago. I really liked them. They had sent me a couple of albums. The first one, the earliest album of theirs, was called Bon Appetit, which came out in 2011. They did one in 2014. And I played something in English. In fact, everything they've ever done is in English except this particular song. And, we have the foreign language segment every week, and it always stuck in my mind that they had a song in Bulgarian.
Oh, yes, the Bulgarian song.
Because I've never played a song in Bulgarian. We've played a song in Romanian and in Greek and in Spanish and French a million times and Portuguese and God knows how many other languages. But
certainly.
Never played it. And so back, this is a band that formed in Augusta, Georgia. They just happened to have a guy in it who was from Bulgaria. So this is not really, and in fact, I would have to play something in the coming weeks or months that's a little more indicative of what they're doing, because this is kind of a...
So you don't have to go to Bulgaria to hear the Fried Goat.
No, and you don't have to go to Bulgaria to even hear somebody singing in Bulgarian. You can just listen to the Haggard and Haggard Radio Hour.
That's another service you provide.
That's right. And the band at the time, and they've only changed one guy. It was a guy named Dan Atanasov, who is the lead vocalist on this and who co-wrote the song with the band members and with his sister Galina, because they were Bulgarian, and the song is in Bulgarian. Westy Bowen on guitar, Brian Brittingham on drums, Deke Wiggins, who I've been corresponding with about this stuff, and Ruskin Yergain on backup vocals. And other than the Bulgarian guy, that's still the lineup of the band. Now they have a guitar and mandolin guy named Brian Heinbaugh.
Are they still based in Augusta?
Actually, it's interesting you ask. Three of them are based in Augusta, Georgia, and two in Greenville, South Carolina. They are working on a new album scheduled to be released at the end of this year, 2018, called Rock and Roll Saves Lives. Mm. But in the meantime, let's get Bulgarian here and listen to Bulgarian Rhapsody by Fried Goat.
Yeah.
All right.
So my question is, what is that song about?
Well, I'm not sure.
It's about 3 minutes long, I guess, but beyond that.
If you want to know, I can find out, but I don't know offhand. But it is a fine song, a good rocking band. Kind of, they do a lot of things. I was, like, say, communicating with one of the guys in the band, and they really have a mix of, you know, very eclectic influences.
Great groove. I love that.
Yeah, really nice, real good playing. So, as I said, in the coming weeks or month or two, I'm going to play something in English by Old Fried Goat, and really good band.